Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubenson here with you. And the Yankees lose a painful game on Sunday, 12-9 to the Cardinals. A lost weekend for the Yankees. They've lost five in a row. Now they'll be sleepless heading to Seattle to try and turn this thing around. To talk about the Yankees, we bring in Brendan Cuddy from the Ledger, NJ.com. Hey, BK, how are you?
Lori, I'm doing well. I'm doing better than the Yankees right now.
So we're going to get to all the big picture stuff here, but the biggest story of the day on Sunday, Frankie Montas, he was the Yankees' focus to upgrade the starting rotation at the trade deadline. They bring him in. It's his first start, and we all know he was, you know, coming off of an injury, hadn't pitched much, you know, lately, coming off the bereavement list. It's been a tough few weeks for him. But with all that said, what did you see out of Frankie Montas on Sunday?
Lori, I saw a guy who clearly hadn't pitched in 10 days. I saw a guy who couldn't get his mechanics together, really just couldn't get it all together on the mound at the same time. He flashed some of that, you know, really great stuff that the Yankees have been championing, that hard driving fastball, the split, the overpowering stuff, but he just couldn't put it where he wanted it to. Left it over the plate a couple times. That slider he left over the plate to Nolan Arenado, that Arenado just yanked out of the park on a first pitch for a three-run home run. That was a terrible pitch. That kind of was symbolic of his entire outing. I'm not going to say he wasn't ready. I'm not going to say that. I don't know what's going on, but he just really didn't look like the Frankie Montas the Yankees traded for, and it was just really bad timing considering the Yankees are in a five-game slide now.
His big pitch that we hear about a lot, and if you know, you've certainly when we've seen him pitch in Oakland in the past, the splitter, and today that got hit. What did he say after the game about anything in particular about the splitter and about his stuff in general?
He didn't really talk about the splitter or any one pitch in general. It was more just that, yeah, the last few weeks have been tough for him. Bereavement list, everyone who doesn't know, his father-in-law passed away. So he's been dealing with a lot of family stuff. And he just talked about how he couldn't get himself under control, couldn't get his mechanics right, couldn't really put it all together on the mound the way he's been known to be able to do. And that'll kill you every time. Yeah, it's not the Yankees start that he wanted. It's not what the Yankees hoped they would see today. But you can kind of see how it would go that way, you know, considering, you know, it's been quite some time since he's been on the mound.
So here's a pitcher, Brendan, that is, you know, if we just look at his splits this season, a 2.63 ERA at home in Oakland, big ballpark, pitcher's ballpark, and a 4.85 ERA away. That was, you know, coming into the day today. What do you make of that, of those splits, and is that something Yankee fans should be concerned about now that Yankee Stadium will be his home ballpark?
Yeah, I don't really know what to think about that, because if you go look at the amount of starts he's made at home versus the amount of starts he's made on the road, it's a lot more starts. at home than on the road. So it's not like it's an even split, right? It's not like he's been bad. You know, he's been mostly good at home, and he's mostly pitched at home. So it's not just like he's been all bad on the road and all good at home. He just hasn't had a ton of time on the road. That said, listen, he's a live fastball guy. He works that up in the zone. He pairs that with the splitter. The splitter should be something that suppresses home runs at Yankee Stadium. That's the key. That's really important. He's someone who's known to be, you know, you hear the word bulldog thrown around a lot, but you know, that's what the Yankees need, someone who's intense, someone who wants to pitch deep into games. I wouldn't look so much into the home-road ERA splits. I don't think they're as pronounced last year or the year before as they are this season. I don't think that's really been an issue throughout his career as a higher-end starting pitcher.
Okay, and what was your impression? You know, obviously now there's an opportunity. Here he is with the Yankees, and you start to get a feel for somebody and first impressions, whether it's of seeing them and their physical presence or listening to them talk. What was, you know, in the, not on the mound, but in the clubhouse, what was your impression of Frankie Montas?
Well, he kind of let roll off his back. He didn't seem super upset, didn't seem like it was going to weigh on him the entire flight to Seattle. But at the same time, losing a baseball game pales in comparison to the loss he had in his family recently. So I think he has that perspective. I think that, yeah, he wanted to do better, but, you know, this is a game. This is a job. And he seemed like he handled it well. I don't think he'll have any issue, you know, integrating into the clubhouse or, you know, getting used to a pennant push, division push. I don't see that being an issue. I think that Yankees fans would have liked what they would have seen out of Montas if they were in the clubhouse too.
Talking to Brendan Cuddy about the Yankees, and so that was Montas, which was the big story, obviously, the trade deadline and on Sunday. If we take a step back, here is this first five-game losing streak of the season. How can you explain what's going wrong right now?
Kind of a little bit of everything all at once. Saturday, Domingo Germán gives them five innings, one run, but the Yankees lose 1-0. And on today, the Yankees score nine runs, but it's Frankie Montas who falls apart, and then Albert Abreu looks like the Albert Abreu who was cut by two bad teams. Earlier this week, they weren't scoring runs, and they weren't, you know, taking advantage of opportunities. Today, they stranded the bases with bases loaded in two different innings. So it's really across the board where they're just not having everything click at once. I think a big part of this is not having Giancarlo Stanton in the lineup, not having Anthony Rizzo in the lineup. Those are two guys who are important bats, important clubhouse voices, important presences. I don't even know if that's a word, and I write for a living, in the lineup, because they're just tough at bats. You know, now we're talking about the more Anthony Rizzo's out, the more that Giancarlo Stanton's out, it means more at bats for Aaron Hicks, who coming into today was hitless in his last 32 at bats. You know, he went 3-for-4 today, but you know, two of those hits were little squibbers that, you know, you say that, you know, you're due for those kinds of things, but, you know, more at-bats to less quality hitters and less tough at-bats throughout your lineup. I think the Yankees really are missing the instant jolt, a two-run home run that Giancarlo Stanton gives you. By the way, keep in mind how much the Yankees miss those power bats on the road, because at home, Jose Trevino can pop one out over the right field fence. You know, DJ LeMahieu hit one pretty close to the wall earlier today. Matt Carpenter had a couple that were at the wall this series that may have gone out at Yankee Stadium. So when you're on the road, you miss the Giancarlo Stanton, the Anthony Rizzo, the guys who can tank balls out of any ballpark at any time.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Brendan Cuddy about the Yankees. And so is there a frustration? Are you sensing anything within the Yankee clubhouse among the players, or is this I don't know, a taking it in stride. It's a 162-game season.
I think it's taking it in stride. It is their first extended level of suckitude of the season. They still have 9.5-game lead in the American League East. They're not going to lose the American League East. They're missing two of their best players in Anthony Rizzo and Giancarlo Stanton. I don't think the Yankees are looking at themselves in the mirror and wondering if this is who they really are. I think they're recognizing that it's a struggle right now. They're recognizing that they're beaten up, and they're recognizing that the St. Louis Cardinals are a pretty good team.
You mentioned that Abreu had a rough day on Sunday, gave up a couple runs, and certainly there were Yankee fans who were frustrated that Ron Marinaccio got sent back down to the minors because he has options and the rest of these guys do not. When you see a game like today, does it make you think maybe the Yankees should have cut an Abreu loose and kept a Marinaccio who's been brilliant?
No, because, one, Marinaccio has been walking a bunch of guys. That has been an issue for him. He hasn't given up any runs, but he's played with fire here and there. When it comes to this time of year, Yankees fans, you really can't just go out and cut guys that you think are talented. You know, your depth can get tested at any second. You saw that when Mike King, who's in the middle of an amazing season, rears back and snaps his elbow. Like, what? You know, you see that when Anthony Rizzo wakes up one morning and says, my back hurts and I'm 33 years old and going on 63. And, you know, now I can't play for 3 days. The Yankees are, I feel like, a little bit in NBA playoff team mode where they're taking their foot off the gas a little bit at this point, and they're doing it mindfully, knowing that they're going to turn it back up late August, early September, as they push toward the pennant, as they push toward the playoffs. I think just right now they're using right now to assess what they've got, keep their depth, and get some of their guys as healthy as they can get them.
I think you're right about the division, but with that approach, and I like the analogy, call it an NBA, NBA team who kind of sees the playoffs in sight and says, hey, we need to make sure that everybody arrives as healthy as possible. And so they're figuring some of that out. But doesn't it matter for the Yankees' postseason chances and where they hope to go, which is to get to and win a World Series? They have to get through Houston. And so how important is it that they are, virtually locked in a tie at this point within a half a game of the Astros? And does it matter taking that approach? I understand the division might be safe, but what about the, the American League?
I think that getting home field advantage in the postseason is pretty important to the Yankees, but not of the utmost importance. I think if you're the Yankees and you can have two options, you can have a totally healthy team that feels good going into the postseason, but they're the number two seed versus a team that's really pushing itself right now, really expending itself right now and forcing guys like Anthony Rizzo into the lineup, Giancarlo Stanton, keeping him off of the IL. And you're doing all that to keep that number one seed, but you're going into the postseason a little banged up, a little bit in a rough spot. I think the Yankees would pick the former. I would think they would say that, give us our chances of the full lineup with four games at Houston as opposed to the other way around. And I think that's more their concern. I don't think it's as much the pennant, though of course they want to win the pennant and they want to do what they can.
All right, you mentioned, and if we're going to take one positive out of Sunday, it is that some guys who had not been hitting and had been struggling offensively, and especially, you're missing Giancarlo Stanton and all of that. Gleyber Torres has been struggling. Andrew Benintendi has been struggling. Aaron Hicks has been struggling. The bottom of the lineup had been kind of a big no-show. And you had Gleyber with three hits. Benintendi gets a couple hits. As we always say, Aaron Hicks, they may have been dribblers, but in the box, score. It looks like it's 3-for-4. So in terms of some of these guys, how important, let's start with a Benintendi, is it that for his psyche and how, you know, to get him going a couple of hits on Sunday?
I think it was super important. I think it was particularly important that he really put the barrel on some balls. I spoken to him yesterday about some of the frustrations he's had since coming over to the Yankees, you know, trying to do too much. He talked about how when you get traded to a new team, you want to prove to that new team and that new fan base that they made the right deal. And he was kind of wondering if he was doing a little bit of that, where he was, you know, maybe getting outside of himself a little bit and not letting the game come to him. So for him to show off today the way he did, I think that was important. I think that his psyche was mostly fine, you know, going into today, but definitely was helped out by today. And, yeah, I think the rest of the bottom of the lineup has been an issue. Jose Trevino can run hot and cold. Aaron Hicks has really run cold lately prior to today. IKF, in some ways, almost feels like a Gallo. Just you replace the strikeouts for groundouts. You know, it's not a whole lot there offensively. So the bottom half of the lineup has been suspect. The bottom third of the lineup has been suspect. But that's what happens when, you know, you don't have a Giancarlo Stanton or Anthony Rizzo in the top half lengthening that lineup because now you're exposed a little bit more and a little bit earlier higher in the lineup.
You mentioned before that when I asked about why losing five in a row right now, and to quote a recent movie, it's everything, everywhere, you know, all at once on some level here. And one of those plays, Aaron Hicks, if he's not going to give it to you with the bat, it's subtle, but the Yankees, this great defensive team that has been so good all season, and there's the little bobble, and then it looks like that cost the Yankees a run with a slow runner in Molina tagging up from third. You know, is this just the dog days of August and summer, or, you know, what's sort of off point right now?
Off point for the team in general, you're talking about?
Yeah, the team in general, or an Aaron Hicks just not making a play right there defensively. You know, bats go into slumps, but it's a subtle play there, but it cost them a run.
Yeah, I mean, that happened to Aaron Hicks today. It happened to Aaron Hicks yesterday. You can talk about the, again, trying to do too much thing. You know, you ever see an NFL wide receiver go over the middle, mm-hmm. ball thrown right to his chest, but he's looking up the field because he thought he made the catch already?
Yeah.
It's a little bit like that, where you get ahead of yourself and you forget that this game is really hard, and you have to stay locked in all the time, and you're thinking about your next move or your next play. The Yankees might be in some of that. And, man, you know, I got to tell you, Missouri sucks this time of year. It's gross out. It's sweaty. I wore a light polo today, and you could just stay. It turned dark. You know, you didn't want to be next to me in the press box. So, you know, it's just a pain in the butt all the way around. That makes it harder. You want to talk about a guy making millions of dollars, shut up, deal with the weather. Yeah, like, yeah, shut up, deal with the weather, but it still does affect you. So I just think the Yankees are really just going through it right now. It's there are reasons to be concerned, of course. I mean, again, all the things we've talked about, Gerrit Cole over his last, I think, eight starts has something like a 5 ERA. James and Tyone has looked rough over his last handful of starts. You know, there's a lot of things we're can pick out through the whole roster and say, what's going on here?
Yeah, given that last question, given some of those concerns with the starting pitching, I know they traded for Montas, but were you surprised they traded away Jordan Montgomery, who obviously, of course, in baseball gods fashion, shows up on Saturday and was part of a 1-0 Cardinals win?
Yeah, I was surprised. I kind of saw losing Montgomery as a vote of confidence for Domingo Germán, who, mm-hmm. you know, pitched well on Saturday, but doesn't really have a track record of doing that. He's not going to be in the Yankees postseason rotation for sure. Jordan Montgomery at least had an outside chance at it, I think. So, you know, I kind of do at the time I wondered about the trade. But again, if we think about the Yankees in this NBA playoff team mode, you know, they're deloading right now, maybe, in trying to make sure that all their ducks are in a row for mid-September to strike it back up again. You can lose a Jordan Montgomery because you weren't going to use him in the playoffs, and you can go get a Harrison Bader who maybe becomes your fourth outfielder or maybe even starting center.
Starting,
who knows?
Probably, you know, starting outfielder.
And it could push Aaron Hicks off the playoff roster.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So yeah, it's a little bit like you're looking down the road as opposed to right in front of you. Yankees fans don't like that. Yankees fans want to win today, every day, all the time. You get it. You understand it. But this is also an organization that wants to win a World Series just as bad as they do, as fans do. So I think that it's a little bit of a, hey, trust us, we have 70 wins right now.
All right.
Type deal.
Brendan Cuddy from The Ledger. You should be following him on social, reading him, NJ.com as well. And safe travels out to Seattle. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, Lori.
All right. Quick break. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.